Lord has smiled upon us one more time. Amen. Amen. Pray for the order of service this morning. Pray for the order of service that the Lord will have his way. We pray that all of our children are in position. Thank you, children, for making a quick adjustment to be a part of our worship service. I think that we're singing regular songs, okay? So, children, you all come on, come on, come on into the choir stand. Come on, children, come on, children. There you go, there you go. Come on, children. Come on, children. Come on, kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade. Come on, come on. Come on, children. Come on, children. Come on. Come on, children. Come on. Come on, children. Children, y'all come on. There you go. Good job. Good, good. Come on up to the choir stand. We're going to sing some songs that you all are familiar with. Regular songs we're going to do. Regular songs that we're going to do. We're going to start practicing after church. Come on. Come on. Come on. There you go. There you go. She got right. They know our songs. We know the songs. We'll make up some songs. We'll make up words. We'll do it anyway. Yeah. Y'all know how real white do it. We put words in, ain't words not even in there. Y'all know how we do it. Just smile. They don't know. Amen. Amen. We call it a remix. Amen. Yeah, yeah, remix. There you go. Come on, y'all. Let's give our babies a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 All right. Ace, you ready for our call to worship? And after Ace, we'll get ready for our prayer by Kason, and then we'll get ready for selection. Then Cam for our scripture reading. Ready now for our doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
For a day and night course are better than a thousand elsewhere. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good.
They are planting the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God.
O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
For the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before him.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. I sing ourselves by singing hymn number 120, Joy to the World, hymn number 120. Let us sing all four stanzas of the great hymn of the church as we prepare for Christmas celebration. Printed within your bulletin on page 2, let us sing Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart and heaven and hell and nature sing. The world, the Savior reigns. Let men their souls implore. While these wind floods,
rock hills and repeat the sounding.
Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. No more
no thorns,
and grace, and makes a nation prove the glory of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Please bow your heads. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe. We wait. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Casey. Bless you, baby. Amen. High five, boy. There you go. Come on, let the church say amen. Come on, let the church say praise the Lord. Come on, let all the saints of God say hallelujah. I mean, that's how you keep it short and sweet, amen? Amen. Bless you, Casey. Good. All right, a song. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry
Christmas.
Say it again. We wish. We
wish you a Merry Christmas.
Good tidings. Good tidings. And a happy, we wish.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings. Good tidings. Can. Good tidings for Christmas and a happy new year. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
One more time, we wish. We wish
you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New. Increasing, he's playing his bass guitar, amen. Come on, y'all, let's give Cam a hand clap of praise for increasing our music department. Young man.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm here to read a scripture for y'all today. I'm going to be reading from John 3:16. The reason, I know everybody knows that one, but it seems like people forget it. So I just got to say it again. So. Okay. And now I'm starting to forget it. That's crazy. Okay. For the Lord gave his only son for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Amen. Come here, Cam. Where is it? John what? John 3:16. All right, John. Cam? 3:16. Where 3:16? You know that's in the Bible, right? Where is it? You see it? Is that it? No, that ain't it. John 3:16. You got your glasses. You can see it. You see it? All right. You got it? There you go. Now read it, Cam.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Yeah! Love you, bro. As adults, we do a lot of things, and you all will pick up some of our bad habits, okay? Okay? Now, when you all see most of us stand and read, and we are quoting scripture, it is a scripture that we know by heart, but a lot of times we forget. But we do have a piece of paper, or we have our Bible open to that scripture, but I'm standing here like I just know it, you know? For God so loved the world. And when I glance down, I'm usually picking it back up because I forgot. Okay? So those little corners that I'm trying to give you, you know? Or even one of my favorite little quotes from Dr. Benjamin Liza Mays, I have only a minute, 60 seconds in it, forced upon me. Now usually I try to go over that before I stand. And I try to freshen myself up with it, okay? Sometimes I have it on my phone, you know, and I have it before me. And if I get stuck, I hit my phone and I look down at it and then pick back up. Okay, so let's build up corners, okay, y'all people? All right, so y'all giving y'all little speeches and different things of that nature. I want y'all to learn from us, all right? I want y'all to learn from us. Pick up them good habits and delete our bad habits. Amen. And y'all pick up them good habits, okay? All right, China, we were now. Where are we?
Announcements,
okay.
Good morning, members and guests.
Good morning.
We pause at this time to recognize our guests who are worshiping with us in the sanctuary or on Facebook or YouTube as we celebrate our Youth Sunday. If any of our guests in the sanctuary would like to greet us at this time, you may do so. Everyone is...
morning. Amen, 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 amen. Bless you. Bless you, family. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you for choosing to worship for John's Chapel today. We hope that we will be blessing you by the service and we will return to worship with us again. Pastor Wright will greet you in a special way later in the service. I call your attention to pages 5, 6, and 7 of the bulletin. More details will follow. Please read the bulletin and add announcements to your calendar. We ask that you remember those on the prayer list on page 6. Please remember Mrs. Odessa Jones and your prayers. Her sister's homecoming service is this Wednesday. We wish happy birthday to those celebrating this week. December 17th, Jared Simmons, LaQuisha Flowers Lanyard. December 18th, Annie P. Frazier, Demetrius E. Jackson. December 19th, Zakoya Warren, and Brian Simmons, and December 21st, Sean Gibson. Those celebrating birthdays this week, please remain seated. Everyone else, please stand. And now, Pastor Wright, will you please lead the singing?
Amen. Bless you. Let us stand as we sing. Happy birthday. Come on, sing.
To you. Happy birthday.
here, Casey. Come on.
Say
to
you, bless you.
Sing, baby.
Happy birthday.
Good job.
There are no anniversaries on record this week. These are our announcements for today. May God bless each of you.
Amen. Come on, let's give our program participants another hand clap of praise. Thank God for our youth this morning. They are awesome. Amen. Our babies are doing a great job this morning. We're so thankful and grateful for them for making a quick adjustment to be a part of our morning service this morning. So let us now prepare for all the announcements on page 7 as well as on page 6. We have a lot going on within our church. Thank you, members, for attending our planning meeting. Our planning meeting on yesterday. Thank you, choir members, for attending the planning meeting on yesterday. I presided near the planning meeting in Clago. We had a fantastic, superb planning meeting, a good kickoff. So we're ready for this conference year. We received our presiding elder calendar, his agenda, so now we can move forward here on a local level. Now we are ready to have our calendar approved by our church family. So let's get ready for our church conference on tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow, election of trustees. On tomorrow, we have announced it 4 or 5 Sundays from the pulpit. So we have an election for our trustees. I pray that all of you all have turned in your consent form so that we can get our ballot together. And then we will have an election of our trustees, and we'll be able to implement some more things on our agenda for tomorrow. We need all of our members to be there. We need all of our members to be present. During our church conference, we will present a portion of the budget, or we hear from Dr. Thompson, get directions from him, and go from there. So we'll try to lay out our vision for this conference year, getting ready to move forward. I believe the Lord is preparing the hearts and the minds of the people here in Enterprise, Alabama, for his blessings. Amen. I think this morning we had about 6 soldiers to receive Christ. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord for that. Amen. 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 And that's my prayer. It's just in my spirit. I just know God is preparing the hearts and the mind for the people of Coffee County for a church that's real with him doing mission work. Because people are tired. A fake church. Amen. Amen. When they come to church, they want to experience the power of God, and they want to participate in ministry. When 6 strong men bring us into church, we want to hear God saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful a few things, and now I'll make you rule over many." Amen. So let's continue to pray and seek the face of God. So let's get ready for on tomorrow night, and we'll branch off from there. Thank God for our guests again. Amen. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give them another hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Your name again, one more time.
Herbert
Harris. The Harris family. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give them another hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. to the Harris family, when you come to John's Chapel, we're going to love you no matter who you are, where you have been, or what you look like. You're going to be loved here in our church. The church with unconditional love. Not just words on a piece of paper, but words that flow from my heart, mind, and soul. To the Harris family, you all are at the right place at the right time. Come on, y'all, let's give the Harris family another hand clap of praise. Thank God for you all. Glad to have you. Glad to have you. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The search is over. So you all being around looking, you won't find any church in Enterprise as nice as John's Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church. We are the nicest church in Enterprise. The search is over. Come here, honey. Come here, my wife. Come here, honey. Amen. 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 All right. We getting ready for Christmas, and we got a lot of gifts for our members. We got some gifts. Yeah, we got gifts and gifts for our guests. When you going? Not today. Next Sunday, okay. All right, next Sunday. She said not today. It's next Sunday, okay. So next Sunday we need our members to be here. To get your gifts, and need our guests to be here to receive some gifts also. And I want to thank you, honey, for preparing the gifts. She wrapped up the gifts, or she prepared the gifts, the whole nine yard, and she go above and beyond, okay, and preparing everything. And last night I was asleep, and she was up praying. She was up praying. I woke up, and she was out of bed and just praying for our church. Amen. And it's always a blessing to have a praying spouse. Amen. A praying wife, and I appreciate you. Thank God for you. Thank you, baby. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Come on, y'all. Bless the Lord for our first lady, Sister White. Amen. 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 She was praying. I went on by to sleep. Thank you, honey. Come on. Come on, sis. Let's get ready now for our Advent season. Amen. Worship said, that right, Brent. I said, she got me covered. I'm going to sleep. Bless you, honey. Good job. Come on, sister. Come on.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of Advent, and we will light the candle of joy. And we just saw joy all over the place with the pastor. Amen. Amen. For the Advent season did begin on December 1st, and we'd like you to continue celebrating. The message of Advent is a time of hope and preparation for the celebration of Christmas. It's a time to look forward to the arrival of Jesus and how he can bring hope, peace, joy, and love into our lives. Amen? Amen. And so today we have some members who will be leading us in the third Sunday of Advent litany. Sister Helen Nichols, who's representing several auxiliaries, Sister Felicia Britt representing the church school, and Brother Ricky Britt representing the church school. Sister Helen is a stewardess, and she will light the candle at the end. Amen.
Good morning. Okay, will everyone please stand? And you should have an insert. Surely God is our salvation. Let us trust and not be afraid, for the Lord is our strength and our might, and he has become our salvation.
Let us lift our voices and sing praises to the Lord, for he has done graciously. For our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies, and let it be known in all the earth.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. We wait in joy today, knowing that through our joy we find strength. Now she would like the two candles and the pink candle. Amen, amen. Thank you. All right, this time we'll have our prayer. We'll do that together. So here we go, everyone reading our prayer. We light a candle of joy today, believing together that the joy we have did not come from the world, and the world cannot take it away. We wait in expectation for the one who comes to stir the deep wells of joy in our lives and who causes us to triumph. Amen, amen. And we're going to sing a song.
Amen. We're going to go back to the first verse of Joy to the World. Our musician prefers that one, and I think that one will be a great fit for Joy, the third advent. First verse.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her peace. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and hell and nature sing.
Thank you for your participation. And thank you for our leaders today. Can we give God another hand clap of praise? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister Simmons. Okay, you have another announcement? Amen. Bless you. Come on, y'all. Let's give our Christian Aid Director, Sister Morris Simmons, another hand clap of praise for preparing us for our Advent season. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. Let's try now to prepare for our meet and greet session. Amen. Good to see you all this morning. Good to see you. Amen. Let us stand all over the church this morning. Let us stand if you're able to stand. Smile at your neighbor. Smile at your neighbor. Let your neighbor know, amen, it's good to see them this morning. It's good to see them this morning. Let's move around this morning. High five your neighbor. Shake your neighbor's hand. Fist bump your neighbor. Wave at them. Amen. Amen. Wave at your neighbor. Amen. While Brent sing, amen. Bless in the city, bless in the field. Bless coming out, bless going in, amen. Come on, come on, come on. Let's walk all over the church. You'll feel much better if you smile at someone.
You will. You'll feel much better. Good to see you. Good, good, good. We're blessed in the city, we're blessed in the field, we're blessed when we come and when we go, we cast down every sickness and poverty must be never been defeated. We are blessed, we're blessed in the city, we're blessed in the field, we're blessed when we come and when we go.
Every stronghold, sickness, and poverty must cease. For the devil is defeated.
We are blessed.
Late in the midnight hour,
God's gonna turn it around.
It's gonna work in your favor. Come on, Brent, you gotta help me.
Late in the midnight hour,
God's gonna turn it around.
It's gonna work in your favor.
Come on, Brent, you gotta help me.
It's gonna work in your favor.
Come on, Brent, you gotta help me. Y'all gotta help me.
Then in midnight hour, God gonna turn around. It's gonna work in your favor.
You know it is. Come on, Brent, one more time, help me.
Then in midnight hour,
come on,
God gonna turn around. It's gonna work in your favor.
Come on, come on, Brent. Come on, Brent, one more time.
Then in midnight hour,
come on, Brent.
God's gonna turn around. It's going in your favor.
Come on, Brent, behave, behave, behave like you're going to do what, Brent?
Later in the midnight hour.
When, Brent?
God's going to turn around.
What's going to happen?
It's going to wreck your favor.
When is going to do it, Brent? When?
Later in the midnight hour. God's going to turn it around.
When, Brent?
It's going to wreck your favor.
How long I got to wait, Brent? How long, how
Everybody
long, how long,
say
how long?
Bless, bless. And say bless, 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 bless. Everybody say bless, 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 bless. Oh, we're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold, sickness and poverty must cease. But the devil is defeated.
We are blessed.
We did it. Amen. 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 All right, what's next? Come on, officers. Let's get ready. I can't do that turn around. Not tonight. Not today. All right, let's get ready. Come on, officers. Let's prepare now and I give him. Thank you. All right. Let's prepare now to give. Not gradually, nor necessity, for we know that God loves a cheerful giver. We have to remain a tithing church. And the Lord is blessing us through your giving. 99.9% of our income that we receive is through your giving. And we do a lot for our community through tithes and offering. We don't have money stored up here at John's Chapel. Whatever go in the hand, go straight to the mouth. Because we do a lot of ministry. We help our communities, help our community. We help our city. We help our members. And that's a good thing. Amen. And I'm so proud of our members for making a sacrifice, some going above and beyond. And it's a new conference year, and we need to start now making a major commitment to do better. From the pulpit to the pews, there's fine room to do better. And we can. To develop that we win attitude for our church. It's for our city. Let's invest in kingdom building. We sing a song, you can't beat God's giving. And you know the Lord will bless you. He'll bless you real good. Your children and grandchildren, his blessing will overtake you. So let us give. You give through our Cash App on your big screen TV. Or you can give through your tithe envelope this morning. We ask you $25 for New Year's, coming up New Year's celebration. And if you feel led to give on next Sunday a special offering for, amen, Jesus' birthday. Amen. Elder Huggins said we need to bring something to the baby. Amen. Any amount you want to give, you can. He has already given. Bless you, Elder. Thank you. Repeat after me. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Let us stand all over the church this morning and follow the leadership of our ushers as we prepare and our giving.
child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
I guess silent night. One more time, silent night,
silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child,
Brother Simmons has a quick announcement while it's still on your big screen TV.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. The Cash App name does not work on your phone the very first time, evidently. Now, the way to get it started is that same name, and then you put the @ gmail.com. So if you're trying to do a Cash App, do the jcamec605@gmail.com. And that should get you to where you can pay. Yeah, no dollar sign.
Amen. We done. See Brother Simmons at the church. Amen. 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 Silent night. Amen. Softly. Amen. Amen. There you go. Thank you, Brother Simmons. Thank you all. Thank you all. Amen. Amen.
All is calm. All is bright.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, the Lord, for your sweet, sweet spirit here in your church. Thank you, God, for another opportunity to worship you in spirit as well as in truth. Have thine way this morning. Thank you for using our children one more time. Now, God, we just pray that thine, the Lord, would be with us. Pray, God, for your people upon the sound of my weak voice. This is your time, this is your place, and these are your people. So have thine way. Do what you need to do to me so that you can do what you need to do through me. Help me, God, while I try to help us. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Let the horse say amen. 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 Come on and bless the Lord one more time. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God your best praise. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. We got 10 seconds. Come on, about 10 seconds, give God your best praise. He's worthy to be praised, and he's worthy of our praise. Amen. What a wonderful God we serve this morning. Amen. It's a blessing to be alive. Amen. Children, you all can come on down. Come on, babies. Amen. Y'all be careful. Let's celebrate our children one more time. Amen. Amen. Bless them. You did a great job this morning. Some of our children this morning. So proud of them. I mean, they are real active here in our church. Thank God for our YPD leaders, along with our WMS leaders, along with Sister Knight and Sister White. Being able to prepare our children for a bright future. Amen. So let's continue to work hard as a team, doing what God has called us to do. Nehemiah the eighth chapter. Nehemiah, the eighth chapter, let's look at the 10th verse. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord, neither be ye sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Quickly using for a subject this morning, when God is at work. When God is at work. We want to talk about wisdom, work, and witness. All right, quickly for church flow, our topic for this morning, when God is at work, point number one, wisdom. Point number two is work. And point number three is witnessing. Amen. When God is at work. The ushers may be seated. Thank you, ushers. When God is at work. The joy of the Lord is your strength. When God is at work. Good to see Mayor Cooper this morning. Good to see you, Mayor. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's bless the Lord for our mayor. Amen. Thank you, Mayor Cooper, for being here with us this morning. Amen. 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 When God is at work. wisdom work witnessing. During Advent season, we started off with the first candle, the candle of hope. Our second candle was the candle of peace. And now our third candle is the candle of joy. The joy that we are talking about this morning is real joy. This joy doesn't come from the world, but this joy comes from God. It's not tied with circumstances, but it comes from God. This joy doesn't come through stuff, a house, a car, or money. It's not external, but it is internal. The joy that we're trying to highlight during Advent season this morning comes from God. It's internal joy. The joy that Jesus is in the process of bringing to a world that is dying because the world has lost its joy. That's why as believers, we are happy and excited about Advent season, because we are preparing to celebrate and be thankful for this real joy. Unlike the joy that the world gives. The world gives that type of joy that only lasts for a little while. When the money fades away, that joy fades away. When the car get old, that joy fades away. When the house shift from being brand new now to being old, that joy fades away. But the joy that we're highlighting in the text this morning, this joy is pure and holy and real that only comes from God. The children of Israel lost that pure and real joy because they exit out of their relationship with God. But because of who God is, God pursued the children of Israel in order to restore his relationship back with them. And the Bible says that Nehemiah, along with Ezra, and along with some of the other priests, and along with some of the other folk who had a relationship with God, did something in the Bible that blew my mind. The Bible says that the people met the priest and met Nehemiah at the front entrance at the gate in order for them to hear a word from the Lord. Point number one this morning is wisdom. Nehemiah, along with the other folk who connected to the church, went to meet the people at the gate with the word of God. They did not go with their own opinions. They went with the word. They did not go with Socrates. They did not go with Aristotle. They did not go, with some professor or some theologian, but they went with the word of God. Wisdom is application. Wisdom is knowledge. Wisdom is learning. We become wise by studying and applying God's word. And that's what Nehemiah is doing in the text. When the people met them at the front entrance, of the town, at the gate, they were ready to hear a word from the Lord. Because God was already at the hearts of the people working. Nehemiah, they were not there trying to inspire the people. The people were already inspired because God was working on their hearts, in advance.
y'all about to miss a shot cue. You got to understand who God is. When God is already working on your heart, you don't have to rely on the choir. You don't have to rely on the pastor preacher. You don't have to rely on the person that's sitting beside you for you to get happy and excited about what the Lord is about to do in your life. When you pull up at the church, you're already happy and excited about who God is. Because when you look back over your life and see all of that stuff, how the Lord blessed you down through the years, you're already excited about the things of the Lord. So now you got to watch it now in the text. The Bible makes it crystal clear because the people are excited about who God is. At this point, Nehemiah is so smart, he's operating out of wisdom. He realized that only someone and somebody who can change the people is God. That's why he presented the word to the people. Ooh, I like that. That's why Granddaddy said when the grease is hot, that's when you drop the fish. Lord have mercy, you missed your shot cue. In other words, the grease is hot. That's why he dropped the fish. He dropped the word. And I believe that's what's taking place here, amen, in Enterprise, Alabama. The grease is hot. And it's time now for John's Chapel to drop the fish. I think people are ready. God is dealing with the hearts and the minds of the people. He's shifting them for something different. And we got to be prepared and operate out of God's wisdom. And when you operate out of God's wisdom, you're ready to apply the things of God. Ooh, y'all about to miss your shout cue. That's why you're here this morning, because God is dealing with you. It was hard to make it, but you press your way through. The devil told you to stay at home, but you fought through that spirit. You said, no, not today, devil. I'm going to win this battle. I may be sick. I may not feel the best, but you won't win this day. I'm going to kick these covers off of me, and I'm going to make it to God's house one more time. Is there anybody in you this morning who can testify that when the Lord is at work in your heart, he'll give you the strength to make it one more day? Yes, you were about to give up on your job, but the Lord was at the work on your heart. And now look at you. 10 years don't bypass. 20 years don't bypass. You about ready to retire because the Lord is at work on your heart. Say yes. So after wisdom, the Bible said, Israel blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people that were around. They said, amen. Bible said they lift up their hands and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Point number two is work. Work deals with effort, a task, employment. All our work should be done with God in mind. After they practice wisdom, they went to work. Work and worship goes together. A lot of people say they worship but don't want to work. Lips and labor goes together. Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. He's saying that there's long distance from your lips to your heart. But in the text, after the people heard the word of God, the Bible says that they stood up, they bowed down, lift up holy hands, and began to worship God. The people in the text, they begin to work and give God the glory as they worship him. That's a teachable lesson in the text. Whenever you come in God's house, your mind has to be stayed on the Lord. You got to delete what happened last week and keep your mind fresh on God.
You can't let stuff distract you. You can't let stuff block you and hinder you from being blessed by the Lord. The devil will always throw stuff in your way to try to sidetrack you and try to keep you from being blessed by God. Going in 2025, you got to let 2024 stay in 2024 and not take that stuff in 2025. Because the truth of the matter, the real deal this morning, you got to work while it's day because nighttime is coming. And I declare and decree this morning, he may not come when you want him, but God is always on time. And I thank God for that revelation this morning because the text makes it crystal clear. The people now, they have God on their mind and they are at work. It doesn't matter what folks say about you. Whenever you come in God's house, you ought to give God the glory. That's why you can't judge no one, because the Bible says that we all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. You better unfold your arms and uncross your legs and give God the glory, because the truth of the matter, the real deal this morning, if it had not been for God on your side, you'll still be tied up, tangled up in sin. But because somebody prayed for you, somebody had you on their mind and took a little time and prayed for you, and God heard that prayer, and now look at you. Yes, you saved and you sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. You looked at your hands and your hands look new. You looked at your feet and your feet did too. Yes, and I'm glad about it this morning. The same God who changed Willie White is the same God who can change Tay-Tay, Ray-Ray, Shamika, and Laquita. Yes, I'm glad about it this morning. Won't he do it? Won't the Lord do it? He'll pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. Say yes.
So now after they got through worship, he told him to do something. He said, now in verse number 10, he said, now go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet. And send portions of them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Point number 3 is witnessing. Witnessing meaning sharing, preaching, telling. If we have experienced the gospel as real good news, we would not be able to keep it to yourself. Amen. If we have experienced the gospel as real good news, we would not be able to keep it to yourself. He said, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah told the people, he said, now, get the word of God, study the word, eat the word, swallow the word, digest the word, and you'll see how sweet the word is. he said, now, the people in the text are crying because the word convicted them. This is not a candy church. This is not a sweet service church. The word has convicted them. And because conviction has kicked in, sorrow has kicked in. They're not mad at the prophet for telling the truth. They're not mad at the priest for exposing their wickedness. The folk in the text like, we got to get this thing right. The Bible says that the word of God is like a two-edged sword. While we preaching the gospel, yes, it cuts the member, but it cut us first. A two-edged sword works both ways. And we love the cutting part, but a sword does two things. Not only it cut it, Lord have mercy. And we don't like to deal with the second part, because you didn't say it. Not only a sword cut it, you still didn't deal with it, Lord have mercy. Not only a sword cuts, but it what? Somebody said, who said it? The baby did. Thank you, baby. It kills. We can handle the cutting part, but that killing part, that's a whole nother issue. So the children of Israel were going through the killing part. The preacher began to open up the text. And when the preacher began to kill the issues at hand, sorrow and pain kicked in. He said, no longer are we going to put a band-aid on this. We're going to move the cancer so that you can live. Lord have mercy. And that's what's taking place in the text. And at this point now, Nehemiah, along with the children of Israel, after they have tasted the word of God, and God has removed the band-aid, and God has healed their bodies. God has healed their soul. The word of God now is sweet unto their bones. The word of God now is sweet within their soul. And the Bible makes it crystal clear that when you keep on reading, they exit out of the presence of the priest, and now they begin to witness to other folk, telling everybody else about the word of God. Church of the living God, when God is at work in your life, you can't keep the word of God, amen, to yourself. You got to share the good news. You got to tell someone that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Church of the living God, I don't know about you all, but he's sweet, I know. And you got to tell someone that the God that we serve, he is a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Gigi said, he may not come when I want him, but he's always on time. Yes, you got to share the gospel when folk lying on you, people talking about you, people criticizing. You ought to share the gospel, that the gospel says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that come up against you, you shall condemn. Yes, you got to share the gospel with people down and out. You got to tell them, if you look to the hills from which cometh your help, all your help comes from the Lord. Yes, when mama sick, daddy sick, you got to share the gospel. With his stripes, you are healed. Yes, I'm glad about it this morning, that the God that we serve, when God is at work, he's a good God. He's a kind God. He's a wonderful God. He woke us up this morning. He clothed us and kept us in our right mind. Yes, I'm glad this morning. He is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He is a bridge over troubled water. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. I'm glad this morning that they hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. For me he died. That's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again with all power. All power.
all power, say yes, say yes, hey, 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 I feel my strength coming, hey, hey, hey. When God is at work, change got to take place. He's at work. He's at work. He's working. He's working. So Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I know it's tough. I know what you're going through is difficult. But you got to rely on the joy of the Lord. Don't let it go. Go through what you're going through. But you stay in that word. It's sweetness. That's why the devil don't want you in Bible study, Sunday school, or coming to church, or your personal time reading his word, reading God's word. Because he knows if you get in that word and you apply that word, you already know he's doomed, he's defeated. Maybe you're here this morning and you feel like the children of Israel. You feel like you put it all together and you lift God out. You lift God out the plane. You lift God out of the agenda or off your agenda. And you want to come and say, God, I had it all mapped out and I see where I went wrong. I left you off the agenda. And God, this morning I want to come and straighten that thing out. I want to get it right with you. This is your opportunity to come. Maybe you're here this morning and you got it right with God and you done lost that joy. And you want that joy back. You want to come out and say, God, I need you to hit my reset button. I'm tired of cooking fish in cold grease. No taste right here. I can't do nothing with it, God. I'm tired of coming to church Sunday after Sunday and everybody else feel the anointing of God and I leave stone cold, cold. I want to feel the fire. All you do is just come and say, God, I'm open now. I'm open now. I'm ready. I want that same touch that you gave the children of Israel. He'll do it. Maybe you're looking for a church home. You saved and you sanctified and have a relationship with the Lord, but you don't have a church home. I want you to come be a part of our church family. Come through Christian experience. Come through church letter. Come because the Lord just spoke to you saying, this is where I want you to be. This is where I need you to be. Come on, let us stand all over the church.
There
God is at work.
Room at the cross.
Come on, come.
For you.
Come, that's the right choice. I promise there you that's the right choice. You can't go wrong.
At the cross.
The devil will never tell you to come to the altar.
For you.
That's the voice of God saying, come.
Lord,
the devil tell you to sit there. The devil tell you to stand there. The devil tell you got it worked out. You got it all figured out. You don't need to go.
For one,
but the voice of God saying, the voice of God will tell you to come. That's him pulling you. That's him tugging you. That's him working on you. That's God at work.
There is room.
But the devil whispered to you saying, people are watching you. That's embarrassing. They're trying to figure out what's going on in your life. You don't need to go. All he's doing is just setting you up for defeat. But if you hear the voice of God saying, I'm ready to bless you. I want to deliver you. I want to heal you.
But there's still
I want to give you the desires of your heart. Come on, come.
There is room.
Come.
I'll meet you halfway. I'll meet you halfway. Come, come. There you go. Come, come. Go to the prayer here in the prayer answering God. Come, come, come. Come on, come, come. Come, I'll walk with you. Come on, come. I'll walk with you. This opportunity, come. Come, 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 come. I'll walk with you. I promise you, I'll walk with you. Come on, you don't have to walk by yourself. I'll walk with you. Come on, come. I'll walk with you. Come on, come, come. I'll walk with you. Keep clipping while they're coming. Your neighbor walk with you. Come, come. That's the right choice. That's the right decision. Come on, come, come. You don't have to fight by yourself. You don't have to do it by yourself. Mama walk with you. Daddy walk with you. Come on, come, come. Your neighbor walk with you. Come on, come, 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 come. There's room. Come on, come. Come, 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 come. Come, there you go. Come, come, come. Come, more coming, more coming. If you clap a little louder, somebody else will come. Come, they need encouragement. Come on, come, come, come.
There is room at the cross for you. Though millions have come,
we had it.
But there's still room for one.
Give me
room at the cross for you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for our church family. Pray, God, for our members. As they intercede, pray for their family, pray for loved ones, bless them and keep them. We claim the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Start laughing. Okay, we're doing good. Just how we're doing good. But Rich, how you doing? You know, right. Yeah, we're doing good. I got a call. This week. Yeah, I got a call this week. Okay, 2027, something gonna happen. 2027, what's this, 2025 coming up? But 2027, they're already looking at John's chapter, doing something for John's chapter 2027. Okay, that's why I saw smiling and laughing. Okay, and I thought about you. Yeah, get ready for 2027. Okay, all right, I got something going on. Can you play? I need you all. There's room at the cross for you. Okay, all right. 7 year old, okay. Why, young people? Young people, y'all look, listen. Come in, young people. All our young people, kindergarten, all went to 12th grade. Come on. Let's sit right in the front row. Come on. Okay. Let's watch this. When God is at work, okay. All right, let's back it up, Brother Sammy. Yeah. All right, watch this. Can we hear it? Now let's go all the way back. Okay, let's take it back. Okay, rewind it back. All right, look at it, look at it. Look at it, and we go. Look at what's going on. All right, ready? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Good. Okay. All right. We're able to see it. All right. Let's go back one more time and we'll stop. All right, this is it. Now, when God is at work, okay. Now, all right. We have Lele. Right. Stop. Good. Thank you, Brother. She's racing, and when she took off, her shoe come off. Okay, Lele, her shoe come off. Now, obvious that Lele has tasted victory before, because her shoe come off, she did not allow that to hinder her or stop her from competing in this race. She tasted victory before. All right, let's go. Watch Lele. She go back. That's Lele back here. She's picking up her shoe and watch what she do. She put her shoe on. She running. Now look at Lele go. Go, Lele. Go, Lele. Go, Lele. Go, Lele. Now can you turn the volume? She won. She won. Okay. Okay. Go, Lele. Okay. Now, not only Lele has tasted victory, but it's obvious that her mother and her auntie and family has tasted victory before. They cheering that baby on. You hear them parents? You hear family members saying what? Go, Lele. Go, Lele. They are not criticizing Lele while she's running her race. They are not trying to find fault and reason why her shoe came off. But they are trying to encourage Lele to keep on running. And that's the type of spirit we need for our young people. Moving forward in 2025, what we need. We need people who have tasted victory, salvation, to keep on encouraging one another, witnessing one another, saying, let's go, Pastor White. You know, let's go, Sister White. Let's go, Ricky Brent. You know, that's the type of spirit we got to keep on going. Let's go, Ace. Let's go, Jeremiah. Let's go, China. Let's go, Cam. Let's go, Kason. You know, that's the spirit that we have to have. All right. I'm done. Thank God for you. Y'all give me a hand for prayer. All right. Bless you. All right. Thank you, musicians. Thank you. Thank you, Karen. Come on, y'all. Let's get him a hand clap of praise. Amen. Doxology, praise God, for whom all blessings flow. Bless you.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him.
Sister Bigham wants to bless some of the women here in our church. She won't be with us on Sunday. She wants to be able to bless some of the women here in our church with some gifts, some early Christmas gifts. Amen. Bless you. Spirit of generosity. You know I'm always agreeing with giving. Amen. All right. She wants to bless you all now while I go in the pulpit and get ready to close out. Okay, good. Bless you. All right, let's give her a hand clap of praise. Amen for blessing people, for being a blessing. Amen. Father, we thank you for the spirit of giving. Thank you, God, for each individual. Thank you, God, for our youth. Bless them. Keep them. Now, God, we thank you, the Lord, for this wonderful time of the year, time of joy. Thank you for joy. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, root, abide with the side of him here forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Let every heart sing.
Amen.
With the skit. Our skit choir practice, combined choir members, come on by 10 minutes. It won't take long. More long, a little longer than 10 minutes. About 15 minutes. Sister Knight, about 15 minutes. Okay. About 15 minutes. Choir members, 20 minutes.